one-tenth of the intended acreage planted by April 24th. That's behind the five-year average of 13%, but ahead of last year's 9%. We now see some planting in 14 of the 15 major production states. Only Kansas has not started. That's pretty typical because the five-year average is 1%. Leading the way at this point, California, a good week for field work, 80% planted, 40% just in the last week. Compare that 80% overall to 61% for the five-year average and last year's 44%. Among the Delta states, we see Missouri leading the way, kind of a theme here this week, 14% of the cotton planted, 3% is the five-year average. Last year, no acreage planted by April 24th.
Now in Alabama, 14% of the cotton crop was planted compared to the five-year average of 9%. But in Georgia, it's a different story. Only 2% of the crop had been planted as of this past Sunday, well below the five-year average of 7%. Now in Florida, field work is increasing as weather conditions improve. Corn planting was finished in Jackson, Columbia, and Levy counties, while peanut planting continued in Levy, Jackson, and Santa Rosa counties. In Georgia, 4% of the peanut crop had been planted, even with the five-year average, while in Alabama, 3% of the peanuts were in the ground. That's down 1% from normal. Now, when it comes to corn, Rippey says the major growing states are well ahead of their normal planting pace, with 30% of the crop in the ground.
That's almost twice the five-year average of 16%, and almost twice last year's progress at this time also.
Soybean planting this past week was at 3%, 1% ahead of normal. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.